Abercrombie Kids is bringing the cheer all holiday season and the gifts too. No matter how long their wish list is, there's always room for just one more. Whether it's a new winter coat, an extra pair of jeans, or cozy matching sweat sets, get gifting with looks they've been waiting for all year. Shop Abercrombie Kids in the app, online, and in stores.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
He says, Rob, you don't understand. I love to act.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Phillip Rivers came off the couch and came out here throwing dimes.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
McCarthy keeps it beautifully.
Coming up on today's show. Complete week 15 recap. Monday night preview. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Boy, have we been chopping it up. It being most of the Week 15 action that's already in the books. Steelers and the Dolphins with a pretty big Monday night football game this evening. I guess we should start this hour with the stuff that went down yesterday. By the end of the hour, we'll talk about the Monday night game and what is at stake. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We're on the campus of the old DirecTV back in the day. Disney Plus and ESPN. I just went back in the day of where we first started 11 years ago. I just went in the Wayback Machine. We're here on Disney Plus and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We're all one big happy family, or at least I think we're all still happy. 844-204-RICH, as I said, the number to dial.
It's going to be cold tonight in Pittsburgh, by the way.
Well, we will see how the Dolphins handle all that. And again, we'll talk about that before we get out of Dodge here. So, listen, I still think the Rams are the best team in football. I saw them with my own two eyes yesterday. The Lions gave them a nice first half of a haymaker. And the Lions at one point led the game by 10. Yep. And the Rams came back and won it. Jared Goff statistically had a better day than Matthew Stafford, who I believe right now is the MVP of the National Football League with three games to go. But Goff had a Goff, which is what the Scottish call Goff without the L. Goff had more touchdown passes, fewer giveaways, and a higher passer rating than Stafford in Week 15. And Amon-Ra St. Brown went off to the tune of 13 catches and 164 yards. He had the most catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns in the first half of his game of a game in his career, and the Rams absorbed it, came out in the second half, played better defensively, had the better run game. If you had told me coming into the game that two running backs would score for a single team, I would say it would be Sonic and Knuckles. Instead, what do we call Kyron Williams and Blake Corum?
Good question. It feels like they need a nickname. Balake Karum is really really coming on.
You don't need to get me to talk about one of my favorite Michigan players in the history of the University of Michigan. But that's now three straight games he's had 70 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown after having not a single career game with 60 or more rush yards prior to this current three-game stretch. And Kyron's still getting his.
Yep.
As he joined three others in Rams history to have three straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Do you care to guess who those three are? It won't be too tough.
Ooh, Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
DJ, go ahead.
Eric Dickerson?
That's one of them.
Marshall Faulk.
That's correct.
Stephon Jackson?
That's the other.
Hey, no.
I told you it wouldn't be too tough.
Yeah. Not Todd Gurley, huh?
Steven Jackson had 8 straight seasons of 1,000 yards, by the way.
I think we kind of forget.
Exactly.
He was a tight end in a running back position. And
everyone forgets how good Steven Jackson was. With a V. Steven with a V.
So, yeah.
I know, it wasn't Stephon. I was just saying.
It seems like the Rams said, we're going to stop the run and see if you can throw it on us with our pass rush. And Goff's like, thank you for that. Until the Rams... locked it all down. Because the Rams held the Lions to just 70 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown as they outrushed the Lions by 85 yards. That's the worst rush differential the Lions have absorbed all season. And then it helps to have the MVP quarterback, which is what Matthew Stafford is. With all due respect to Drake May, yesterday's second half was... something you have to take into account.
Josh Allen's kind of thrown his hat in the ring
a little bit. That, I understand. But Matthew Stafford had his third game of the year of 350 and more passing yards. He had no such games in the 3 previous years. He's just turning it on, man. His third game with 350 better passing yards and 2 or more passing touchdowns. That's the most such games in the NFL this season. And the Rams took care of business, rooting for old man Rivers at the same time. It couldn't knock off the Seattle Seahawks. But this is what Matthew Stafford had to say after the game.
There's still plenty of plays I want back and then we could clean up. So, I'm not going to put a metric on it for us. I just want us to continue to keep working hard, keep playing. And I know that's what we will do. We got the right group of guys that, all we want to do is go to work and find a way to be better and continue to find ways to win football games as a team. It's a fun group right now, but we understand that there's more out there for us.
There sure is. I mean, they almost threw a pick 6 to Aiden Hutchinson in that game.
Dude, Hutch probably scores if he doesn't turn around and kind of look to where the guy catching him, right?
Colby Parkinson, he's probably available in somebody's fantasy for playoffs. He's got 6 receiving touchdowns since week 10.
Gee.
That's tied with Davante Adams for the most in the league. How about that? Stafford is throwing so many touchdowns Oprah giving out cars that the top 2 touchdown catchers week 10 are his. Now, Davante, when he went down in a heap with a hamstring injury, I turned to Coop because we were at the game. It's I turned tried. To Cooper and I said, I don't figure to see him until the playoffs because the Rams punched their ticket to the playoffs with a win on Sunday. We don't know the manner in which they're going to go to the playoffs, but they're in. And I know they want to win this game on Thursday night, but Davante Adams is on the north side of 30, and he went down.
It did not look good.
Well, here's the thing, is that it had the look of either, if I may interpret the body language, it was either really bad or just him knowing I have a hamstring injury and he doesn't know the severity of it, but he just knows he has one and he knows what that means.
Yeah.
Because he's been there and done that. And I will just say this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the MRI machine with him. I wouldn't even know how to read the image. All I know is, maybe you say, we'll win the 1 seed for you. Take the month off. Come back. We need you for these 3 games.
Yeah, he's
division,
later.
Championship, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
And let's try and win it with Puka and try and win it with all these tight ends that we have and our running backs and our defense. Puka, 181 yards, a career high.
Stud. He's so good.
Fantasy playoffs, too.
I got him.
Dude, and that's back-to-back games of 165 or more yards because he had a 167 in the Week 14 win at Arizona. The only other individual in the last 10 seasons to have back-to-back games of that magnitude was Mike Evans in 2019. So you got him. And the one thing that the Rams should focus on going to Seattle for this massive Thursday nighter to kick off week 16. And I don't even think I stress the word massive enough. We'll get to that in a second. Is get the Seahawks on offense to third down and unmanageable. Or any third down for that matter. Don't let them pick it up on first and second downs. Let them grind it out. Make them grind it out. Because if I'm a Seahawk fan, this is the one thing that concerns me. You already saw what happens against the Rams. If you settle for field goals, you lose. That's what happened in that previous outing in Los Angeles, where the defense did its job and the offense just couldn't punch it in the end zone often enough. You settle for field goals, you walk out with the L. The Seahawks against the Colts went 2-for-13 on third down. That's a 15.4% third down conversion rate. Seattle has the three lowest third down conversion rates of any team in a win in 2025. Now, Seahawks fans, you're right to basically say, what was that last three words? In a win. Their three wins with a third down conversion rate under 20% in 2025. They've got three of them, as I mentioned. The rest of the NFL has four such wins. So you're an outlier. The other 31 teams that have four such wins, you've got three. So if I'm the Rams, that's what I'm trying to make them do. Grind it out. Don't find Jackson Smith and Jigba for all those big shots, and obviously don't let Cooper Kupp go off. Grind it out. Because what's at stake, and you could see it right now, what's at stake? You look at the standings. Obviously, first place in the West is at stake. Rams win this one. They sweep the Seahawks and pretty much wrap this thing up. I don't have the scenarios here in front of me. But they would be two up on Seattle with two to play. Adios, Seattle. And the Niners could still catch them. But the Rams, and this is why Seattle's got to win this game. You got to hold serve at home, obviously. You got to take over first place, even the season series with the Rams, because the Rams' final two games are at Atlanta and home for Arizona. Those are two winnable games. The Rams at Atlanta is a Monday nighter. Okay. So I would proffer to say Seattle needs to win this one. Maybe more than the Rams do. That said, if Seattle wins the game, that opens the door for the Niners. This is crazy. This is nuts because the Niners beat Tennessee. Okay. They got a couple touchdowns from the NFL's favorite garden tool.
You know.
Juwan Jennings.
He's a...
God, Kittle looks so good still.
Kittle and Brock Purdy and McCaffrey and that defense that's missing all of their all pros, but they're doing enough. Don't forget, week one. Two results in week one might come home to roost in both conferences about the one seed. The Patriots lost to the Raiders in week one.
So dumb.
That means they don't have the common games opponent tiebreak over the Broncos. It's the other way around. So the Broncos have the upper hand because the Raiders beat the Patriots in week one. Oof. And they didn't lose to the Raiders. Meanwhile, way back in week one, when Brock Purdy had a torn up toe that we learned about a couple days later, he rolls to his right in a tight game in Seattle and finds Jake Tongis in the end zone because Kittle had already gotten hurt and we weren't going to see Kittle for another month after that.
Correct.
Plus, that result is something the Niners have in their back pocket with the Seahawks visiting them in Week 18. And if the Seahawks win, then all the Niners need to do is keep pace with Seattle the rest of the way. Again, San Francisco is at Phillip Rivers. Who knew that Phillip Rivers could come off the couch and the car pickup line in Alabama and have a say in who wins the NFC West? Almost took care of Seattle, but he's got the Niners next on a Monday night to wrap up Week 16. And if the Niners win that game and then come home and win a Sunday nighter against Chicago, and Seattle keeps winning, and the Niners stay just one game behind them, they could beat Seattle and win the NFC West, and yes, potentially, the one seed. So the Rams can win the one seed, the Seahawks can win the one seed, and the Niners can win the one seed. And the West, obviously, comes in tow. Holy crap. And the one guy who can decide it is Phillip Rivers. I can't. You can't make it up.
Phillip Rivers? Last week at this time, 1 week ago.
Yeah.
No clue that this was in the ether.
Well,
no idea
it
could happen.
I bet you got a call Sunday night.
I'm just saying us, right. The national
yes.
public.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
No
right.
idea.
Yeah.
We're on a plane
yes.
to New York watching the preview show.
Right.
And then everyone's like, wait, who?
Phillip Rivers.
What?
Who, sitting at home at age 44, couldn't have been he couldn't have been more irrelevant to the results of 2024.
Yeah.
In 2025.
Week ago.
And guess who he's playing on Monday night to wrap up week 16? Mr. Irrelevant. Who's the most relevant Mr. Irrelevant ever. Because
crazy.
If the Niners keep winning, and if Seattle beats if the Rams beat Seattle, it's a tough one for the Niners to win this division because they don't have the tiebreak on the Rams.
Yeah.
You know? Yet. I mean, who knows? Arizona could nip the Rams in some way that we don't see coming. I doubt it.
It's the craziest
Wild.
Season ever.
And it's great.
Let's go to Mr. in Puerto Rico. What's up, Mister? You there, mister? Give him one more second. Sound like he's out there.
Turn your radio down.
Turn the radio down. I don't know if he's in San Juan or not. I'm tap dancing. All right, you got to put him back on.
He's kind of old.
I tried. Let's go to Austin in Shreveport, Louisiana. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up, Rich? It's been about 10 weeks of pain and suffering since we last talked.
Okay.
I'm a Cleveland Brown fan.
Ah, thank you for the reminder.
About, Shedeur Sanders' Waffle House wristband that Kevin Stefanski gave him. Had to switch out mid-game. I just don't know what to do in Cleveland anymore. Is there any other fan bases taking fans? Because I just can't do it anymore.
TJ, you want to chime in on that? Or?
Well, I mean, Austin, at least you're a lifetime Browns fan? I take it?
So I actually became a Browns fan. Obviously, I'm from Louisiana, so I'm an LSU fan, but I admire Johnny Manziel. Didn't have an NFL team, so
you went to Browns.
Here I am.
Okay, well, that was a mistake.
I don't know what to tell you, Austin. That's going to be one of the things you look at. I do love Stefanski. He's called into the show after winning both his Coach of the Year awards. He hasn't forgotten how to coach. I don't know what happened with the wristbands. It doesn't look good. Obviously, it's not great. I have no idea what it was. We have no idea. I have no idea if Stefanski wants to stay there or not. If I'm him, I don't want any piece of this anymore.
I don't want any piece of him anymore.
And I feel like the Browns would love to see somebody different. And I bet you the Giants wouldn't mind taking a swing at him. I don't know. We'll see.
It just seems like it's just stale in Cleveland. I appreciate it, Rich.
Thanks for calling, Austin. Appreciate it. I don't know.
I want Austin to call back whenever he picks a new team, though. I'm interested.
I have no idea what Stefanski wants to do. Do you want to coach Michigan? Kalen DeBoer just spoke about it.
Oh, he did.
What's he going to say?
Well, they have a playoff game.
Yeah, exactly.
This weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if he advances, that takes him all the way to Jan 1, the day before the portal opens. And I would think Michigan would need to act fast.
Oof.
There's a portal that's opening.
Bryce Underwood just followed LSU on Instagram.
I heard about all that stuff.
Okay, just
I saw that this weekend.
Okay.
I saw Tyrann Mathieu shooting his shot too, and Brady telling them back off.
Yep.
like it was the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I saw that.
Yep.
So, and I saw Kenny Dillingham basically saying, you know, nice job, great job, but this job, it's my alma mater here in Arizona State.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say? That his parents live two blocks down and, you know, his family's all together.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I totally understand.
Kyle Whittingham stepping down from Utah's.
Yeah, he's. I saw that too, and I'm like, huh, that was interesting to me.
Good timing.
He's a 66 year old man as well. I told you, I want the next Dusty May.
That's
who I want.
Get it?
I want somebody who's young, up and coming, and has proven that he can do more with less and can only imagine what he can do with more.
Right.
You know, I've strolled around those facilities at Michigan. They are as tippy top of top notch.
Oh, yeah.
There is. I appreciate you agreeing with it without actually being with me, Mike.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I'm agreeing.
No, I appreciate
Michigan's
that.
I want to coach Michigan.
You want to coach Michigan?
Yeah. I don't want you coaching Michigan. Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
I would leave the portal.
You know how hard it would be to make Rich leave Michigan?
I know.
I can't see it.
I don't know. But
you
all
leave
I know
us
is,
before you do this.
Clock's ticking. And all I know, I will just say this. You know how I don't like firms that get hired to look at for coaches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of it. Because you can hire RES Consulting, and we'll probably tell you the same thing.
Yep.
All right?
That's a fact.
All right?
I just don't like it. If you're just handing it out.
And if they're using the same law firm that couldn't prove what apparently everyone on campus knew, from what I'm hearing,
and that law firm
is looking into things, which is, as I said, I want a full accounting of everything. But, you know, I'm right now Mona Lisa Vito, like...
Your biological
clock is ticking because the portal is opening and somebody's got to be in place. And can we maybe either get this out of the hands of people whose job it is to run up the billable hours? I don't got billable hours. I don't have time for billable hours. Just hire RES Consulting. We'll say, go after this guy. I saw one of them in the green room in New York City.
You did.
And every fiber of my being.
Close to tampering.
Yeah. It was close.
So close.
Fiber of my being. To tell my new friend not to go back to Nashville. At any rate. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. AFC South.
Frisky.
Or dangerous.
Ooh.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show on a busy Monday.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. This message is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. As the holiday season rolls around, we know that you strive to do everything you can to bring cheer and joy to your loved ones. And as a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we understand that every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. But the giving doesn't stop there. You could also earn up to 2% unlimited cash back with these cards. So saving up for whatever the season brings just got a little easier. Give joy. Get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. This season, make your home feel alive with Sonos speakers. From cinematic sound that pulls you into every holiday movie, to game day audio that puts you right in the middle of the action, Sonos makes it effortless to fill your home with incredible ambiance. Stream everything you love, music, movies, or your favorite sports podcast, all in one place. Sonos' holiday sale is on now through December 28th, 2025 at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos. Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, we got to go to break.
Hey,
oh, I'm sorry. Those are just the NFL Network drafts.
At least Trevor Lawrence wasn't drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nope, we have to go to commercial. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep making the same joke.
The audacity.
Liam Cohen said last week they're never going to get the respect. Yeah. Never going to get the respect.
You mean L-I-M Cohen?
L-I-M Cohen.
L-I-M Cohen.
Spelled like a Cohen brother.
That's right.
Joel, Ethan, and Liam.
Let me just say this. Let me say this about the Jacksonville Jaguars. This game that we saw Trevor Lawrence play against the Jets is exactly why I wanted the Jets to draft Trevor Lawrence. Nope. Man, I have
had the chance
Frank
to.
Gore score against the Los Angeles Rams. Who could forget that day? Nope. Now, this is the type of game that everybody was hoping to see out of him with consistency in Jacksonville. But when this guy was at Clemson running away from everybody or just dropping dimes on everybody and his hair was flowing and it was just as perfect as it is today, this is the game everyone was thinking about when he was viewed as a surefire, can't miss, gotta have first overall quarterback drafted prospect. Trevor Lawrence is getting it done. Third consecutive game with a passer rating of 100 or better. That's tied for the longest such streak in his career, 2022. Now, this is what we all thought that was going to happen with regularity after Doug Peterson took over. He certainly didn't do it when Urban was there.
You know, he's pretty rich. You need a coach, right?
You know what Urban would just do? He would just bench the running back because he fumbled like it's the game five of a Big Ten season. But at any rate, Trevor Lawrence becomes the third player in NFL over the last 30 seasons with five or more passing touchdowns or one or more rushing touchdowns and no interceptions, joining Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers at the 2019 season. That's what we're talking about. Season high, 48 points. Last time they scored as many points in a game was 10 years ago against the Colts, 51-16. I told you the Colts can't win there.
Mm-hmm.
It's tied for the third most points scored in a single game in Jacksonville history. And what I've seen of Jacksonville with my own two eyes was a team that couldn't basically tie their shoes without getting a drive-killing penalty thrown on them. When I saw the Jacksonville Jaguars in London, and we were talking to Liam Cohen before that game, let me get the exact timing of it. Jacksonville in London against, it was week 7, all right, so keep that in mind here. So he, Liam Cohen, told the crew that they have on Wednesdays a session, a film session of game breakers on the opposing team. And that film session is to remind everybody how stout the upcoming opponent is, or this is the one person we're circling on film. We cannot let this person beat them. Instead, leading up to the Rams, you could think, Puka was out, so there's Devontae Adams, there's Matthew Stafford, there's Jared Verse. Instead, he just put it, Liam Cohen said, he just put a Jaguar symbol up on the screen. This is the entity that could break the game. You. You're making too many mistakes. You're the ones that can make or break this by focusing on the task at hand. Sure enough, they wound up having more than 10 penalties against the Rams, and they got boat raced, and they go home, and they go on the bye. And I thought to myself, well, that's that. Then they come off the bye, they go to Vegas, and they win in overtime. Who knew they were looking at Jacoby Myers saying, why don't you join us in a couple weeks? I think Jacoby probably wanted to hop on that flight anyway. Then they go to Houston, and they're up by 19 and blow it. And I thought after they blew that, well.
Yeah, good run.
That's the way that one went. And all they've done since then is beat the crap out of everybody. Again, that game against Arizona wasn't, I thought that Jacksonville had it. I'm sure some of the Jaguar fans don't feel the same way, but let's throw that one out then. They still won on the road against an opponent that, you know, since Kyler Murray's been down, Jake Brissett's been winging it all over this place.
He sure has.
To Trey McBride and Michael Wilson. Yeah. So, but they just, they got, Trevor Lawrence got everybody. The Chargers defense, Colts defense, the Jets defense. The Jets just fired their defensive coordinator this morning, Steve Wilks. And they also got Justin Herbert on the ground and out of the game. They hit him so hard. Jim's like, uncle, we're done here. Trevor Lawrence asked if he is at the apex, if you will, of his confidence.
Is there a time you can remember that you were playing maybe this confident, this free out on the football field?
I mean, that's a tough question. I don't know. There's been times where I've felt that way, and but definitely just as confident as I've felt. Just the feeling in our locker room and our team and our offense. I mean, it's been fun. So we got to continue to build on that and can't get complacent. You know, there's still a lot more ahead for us, and some big games coming up. So we got to continue to push and get better. Like there's still things we need to clean up, but it's been a lot of fun, and I feel great, feel confident, and I think our whole offense feels that way.
Man, just ask the guy in the front office and Tony Boselli. You remember big games against the Denver Broncos back in the day? I do. It's like Tom Coughlin's there telling everybody be there 5 minutes early. Because guess who they got next week? This is it. Here we go. Even if you're like, yeah, but who have you really beaten? Other than the Chargers and a Cardinals team that's putting the scare into everybody. And you had the Houston Texans dead to rights and let them off the hook. And by the way, sparked a rally for them. They haven't lost since that comeback win. So the Jaguars have got a big game in week 16, if not the game of the day in the AFC. I mean, you got the Ravens at the Raider. I mean, the Ravens at New England. That's a big one. When you look at the rest of the AFC, you know, that's a pretty big one, say the least. Because the Jaguars have a shot at the one seed. They win that one. They got a shot at the one seed. Because if the Chargers, I just laid out for how the Chargers could be the one seed. If the Chargers wound up having the same record as the Broncos, they might win the division. But guess who would maybe have the same record as the Chargers? A team that beat the crap out of them. The Jaguars have a shot at the one seed if they win this game in Denver. 100%. So how's that for respect? How's this for respect on top of it all? I got a did you know for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh.
Give me the music. Did you know about Trevor Lawrence? Did you know Trevor became the first player in NFL history with 5 or more passing touchdowns, 1 or more rushing touchdowns, and 50 rushing yards in a single game. And yeah, that stat line, you take the rush yards out of it, you join Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers with that stat line as the only quarterbacks in the last 30 seasons. And this is how much I respect the Jaguars. I got another one.
No.
About Travis Etienne Jr.
He's been great.
He's the first running back with exactly 3 receptions and 3 receiving touchdowns in a single game since Calvin Hill did it for Cleveland in 1978. And he's just the 3rd running back in the last 40 seasons with 70 more receiving yards, 3 or more receiving touchdowns, and 10 or more carries in a game, joining Marshall Faulk and Brian Westbrook. And see, that's how much I respect the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Calvin Hill, of course, the father of NBA legend.
Indeed, and also Dallas Cowboy. Yeah. I understand that. But he did it for Cleveland.
Yeah, that's why I didn't give a second shout.
I understand that.
Was it Jared Goff who told us you got to give a quarterback five years yes. before?
Well,
and I think this is year five for Trevor Lawrence, and I think it's kind of a...
Here's what you pick up about Liam Cohen when you're around him. He is one confident SOB.
That is very true.
And in the same way that Jim Harbaugh spends every second of his life breathing confidence in a guy in Justin Herbert that you think doesn't need it, I think he's done the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. And look at the results here. But Trevor Lawrence going into Denver and doing it to the Broncos and Bo Nix, let's see it.
Duval.
There it is. They don't like it there. The Jaguars would like us to stop doing that.
Too bad. Did they really?
Yes, they do.
Duval.
Should I delete that?
Out of respect. This whole segment is brought to you by respect for Jackson.
I'm going
to
delete it. But
don't ask again.
Don't ask again.
Just don't drop it on your own accord is all I'm saying.
Just wait
till I call for it.
I'm sorry.
His locker room in the post game are very fun. He is aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He talks with his chest, man.
He really does.
LIM talks with his chest.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're doing this all without Travis Hunter.
What's up, Trevor?
The guy they traded up for the second overall
pick.
And
Brian Thomas being kind of a bust all year.
Right. And I'll tell you this. The AFC South has the two teams that maybe you want to face the least.
Yeah, 1 and 2 probably. Houston's probably first, right?
By the way, when do those teams play? Is that the final game of the season?
Stroud was awesome yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Jacksonville. Yeah,
these games are great at the end of the season.
Jacksonville. No, they already played each other. They're already done. They split. That's right. Boy, they came so close to basically knocking the Texans out. Texans come off the mat, and they are dangerous. C.J. Stroud looks awesome.
Yeah.
That defense is awesome. If they're putting up 40, what?
They're not going to be beat.
Right?
If they can consistently score that many points, they are not losing again this year.
I mean, they are so red hot.
How red hot are they?
The center snapped one through C.J. Stroud's legs right to Woody Marks, who grabbed it off the ground and popped it in the end zone. And even the official score is like, that did not look planned to me. It was a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
If that happened on fourth down, they wouldn't have been able to get a touchdown. That's how red hot the Texans are. So AFC South wide open. With two red-hot teams. Red-hot. Texans haven't lost since they came back on the Jaguars, and the Jaguars haven't lost since the Texans came back on them. How does that sound? Unreal. How's that for respect to the AFC South? And the Colts are going with Philip Rivers on a Monday night. The AFC South is now like, let's talk about it. And Trevor Lawrence is looking exactly like the guy. That game right there, Rick Dalton, Jeff, that's the one. Every scout was watching him do it in Clemson and say, come to my team in the NFL right there. There it is. That's what I was like watching this game saying, that's who I thought the Jets were going to draft until Frank Gore scored an insignificant touchdown in a game that didn't mean jack.
Were you smoking a cigarette?
I'm kidding. Pretty much. When I was dreaming of Trevor Lawrence, I didn't look like Leonardo DiCaprio. At least not. I did look more like Leo in other parts of Once Upon a Time.
Apparently,
very wise man in Indianapolis once told me that.
Yeah,
he might have been drunk.
It's possible.
All right, 844-204 Rich number to dial. Joe Burrow has added some extra thoughts, not too many of them.
Oh,
on what he was talking about last week when he's saying, "If I want to keep doing this being playing football." 844-204 Rich number to dial.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by McAfee.
Yes! Playoff tickets! Just need to click here and... Wait, what? Fake site? Good thing McAfee threw the red flag. That would have been $400 gone.
McAfee blocks risky sites so you don't pay for seats and other things that don't exist. Plans start at just $39.99 for your first year. That's cheaper than parking on game day. Learn more at McAfee.com/online protection.
Or back on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. As you all know, I care deeply about pediatric cancer research. That's why I love talking about Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research. Together with over 850 dealers nationwide, they've raised more than $277 million, supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. At Hyundai, hope isn't optional. It comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more, please. Let's talk about what's at stake in tonight's Monday Night Football game. Pittsburgh Steelers need to win to stay a game in front of the Baltimore Ravens. No TJ Watt because of a mishap that apparently happened last week. Obviously, we'll learn more about that as conditions warrant, but hopefully we'll see TJ Watt back shortly due to that, what appears to be, allegedly, reportedly, a misplaced needle, it seems like, in some sort of therapy session that he had. So we'll see what happens. The Steelers win. I mean, what a follow-up this would be to beat the Ravens and then come home and win a Monday Night Football game that they supposed, quote-unquote, supposed to win. Certainly with the Ravens having looked a lot better yesterday. The Ravens with a shutout win over the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you're wondering if Joe Burrow was staring into the abyss about having fun, how about suffering the first shutout loss of his football life since 2018 against Alabama? So there's that. And his comments last week about, if I want to keep doing this, I need to have more fun. And the whole conversation was, okay, so is this you just being frustrated about being hurt? Mm-hmm. Or are you just frustrated about being hurt in Cincinnati? And so after the shutout loss, he had to know, okay, here I go to this podium now. And I didn't score. I still haven't scored a point at home as a quarterback since week two. And I'm back now. And that's two losses in a row. And my gosh, is this not fun? And he knew he had to go to the podium and be asked about, did you mean Cincinnati when you're like saying you're not having fun anymore? And this was the exchange.
Are you still enjoying playing for the Bengals? And what did you make of kind of what happened in your comments on Wednesday?
My comments had nothing to do with Cincinnati. My comments had everything to do with me and my mindset and football.
Do you think that your mindset this week impacted your play today, or was it just your play today?
Not at all.
I mean, makes sense it didn't impact his play. As a matter of fact, I would think it would make him want to win more. Certainly if his comments didn't have anything to do with Cincinnati. There was no more follow-up questions to that. So,
Odd.
Again, Kurt Warner, his analysis, because he speaks fluent quarterback, was he's frustrated by his injuries. It sucks to be in the rehab room trying to play healthy and then not winning. What a dreadful combination that is. So just keep that in your mind's eye as we move forward, as Cincinnati now officially is playing out the string as opposed to the season not being over. Didn't get that one right.
You don't think anyone's going to call up Cincinnati
and try, but what do you think? Yeah, you know what their answer is? New phone, who dis?
You don't think 3-4 number ones?
It will take him to basically come out and pull a verbal Carson Palmer.
Okay.
And I don't think he's doing that. And here's what's at stake for the Miami Dolphins. How about this? 'Twas the night before Halloween. And all through the Miami house, not a single damn creature on Monday Night Football in a Dolphin uniform was stirring very well. Let's not forget, last we saw the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football was that finale of week 9 against Baltimore, they lose 28-6. Remember, Tua was throwing one away in the fourth, you know, fourth down right before half. We're not taking three. We're going for it. We come away with nothing.
Yep.
And it was such a dreadful performance that the general manager ate it right before the trade deadline. And I'm like, what's going to happen with Mike McDaniel? Is a new general manager going to come in? And if it's not, you know, on the same page as Mike, then maybe Mike's gone. And all that's happened since then is 4 consecutive wins to bring them one game within 500 tonight. And that night, if I had told all you, we come in on Halloween morning to do that Friday, that Tuesday show, right? Oh, pardon me, it was a Thursday night game, my bad.
Yeah.
But coming in that Friday, it's the last time we've seen them on national television. If we come in on that Friday and I say to you, when the Dolphins play on Monday Night Football to finish up week 15, they'll still be alive for the playoffs, but the Kansas City Chiefs won't. What would you have told me?
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
Right? The old Bruce Arians drop. Chiefs are out. Dolphins are still in. So there's that. And if they win, they'll be right there with the Ravens, who unfortunately for them aren't in first place just yet. But maybe they would be. And if the Ravens pop up to 4 and the Steelers pop back in the sniffing category, they'll be above Pittsburgh because they'll have beaten them. And getting back to 500 when nobody saw any of this coming, and I'm sitting here wondering about their ability to keep winning for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, 1-6. We thought he'd be gone by now.
It's 2-7. They fire their general manager on a Thursday night. It was brutal. Now they were on Monday night to wrap up week 15, and then they go home to take on Cincinnati and Tampa. You're saying there's a chance, and it's got to go down in the freezing cold of Pittsburgh, PA tonight. That's what's at stake. I don't think McDaniel's job is on the line anymore, personally. They like him. They also like what he does with Tua. So here comes Tua to Pittsburgh, PA. In the cold, let's go.
Cold.
Let's see Achane.
Yeah, cold.
Let's see them all running.
Oof.
This is fun. They trade away Jalen Phillips. They get rid of their general manager, and then they go on this run. And they are playing meaningful football later in the calendar year than the Kansas City Chiefs. Who knew? So.
Going to feel like 7 tonight in Pittsburgh.
Feels like seven. That is not what it should feel like.
No.
That wraps up this Monday show. Overreaction Monday is on the docket. Frank Caliendo on the docket for Tuesday. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't even know what we're going to do with him. Maybe we'll just wind him up and let him go. It's always my favorite thing to do. That wraps up this Monday show. We'll finish it on Disney Plus in a sec.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.